The plan. The head of the army and the head of the air force stood at attention beside the Queen's breakfast table. Sophie was still in her seat, and the BFG was still high up on his crazy perch. It took the Queen only 5 minutes to explain the situation to the military men.
"I knew there was something like this going on, Your Majesty," the head of the army said. "For the last 10 years, we've been getting reports from nearly every country in the world about people disappearing mysteriously in the night. We had only one the other day from Panama."
"For the hearty taste," cried the BFG.
"And one from Wellington in New Zealand," said the head of the army.
"For the booty flavor," cried the BFG.
"What is he talking about?" said the head of the Air Force.
"Work it out for yourself," the Queen said. "What time is it?" 10 a.m. "In 8 hours, those 9 bloodthirsty brutes will be galloping off to gobble up another couple of dozen unfortunate wretches. They have to be stopped. We must act fast."
"We'll bomb the blighters," shouted the head of the Air Force.
"We'll mow them down with machine guns," cried the head of the army.
"I do not approve of murder," the Queen said.
"But they're murderers themselves," cried the head of the army.
"There's no reason why we should follow their example," the Queen said. "Two wrongs don't make a right."
"And two rights don't make a left," cried the BFG.
"We must bring them back alive," the Queen said.
"How?" the two military men said together. "They're all 50 feet high. They'll knock us down like ninepins."
"Wait," cried the BFG. "Hold your horseflies. Keep your skirts on. I think I has the answer to the maiden's hair."
"Let him speak," the Queen said.
"Every afternoon," the BFG said, "all these giants is in the land of Nuddy."
"I can't understand a word this fella says," the head of the army snapped. "Why doesn't he speak clearly?"
"He means the land of Nod," Sophie said. "It's pretty obvious."
That's an English expression for, like, when you're taking a nap, you go to the land of Nod, like we would say sleepy time or something like that. Nodding off, you've heard that probably.
Yeah. "Exactly," cried the BFG. "Every afternoon, those 9 giants is lying on the ground, snoozing away in a very deep sleep. They is always resting like that before they is galloping off to guzzle another helping of human beings."
"Go on," they said. "So what?"
"So what your soldiers has to do is to creep up to the giants while they are still in the land of Nuddy and tie their arms and legs with mighty ropes and wonking chains."
"Brilliant," the Queen said.
"That's all very well," said the head of the army, "but how do we get the brutes back here? We can't load 50-foot giants onto trucks. Shoot 'em on the spot, that's what I say."
The BFG looked down at from his lofty perch and said, this time to the head of the Air Force,
"You is having belly poppers, is you not?"
"Is he being rude?"
the head of the Air Force said.
"He means helicopters," Sophie told him.
"Then why doesn't he say so? Course we have helicopters."
"Whoopsie big belly poppers?" asked the BFG.
"Very big ones,"
the head of the Air Force said proudly.
"But no helicopter is big enough to get a giant like that inside it."
"You do not put him inside," the BFG said. "You sling him underneath the belly of your belly popper and carry him like a portito."
"Like a what?"
asked the head of the Air Force.
"Like a torpedo," Sophie said. "Could you do that, Air Marshal?" the Queen asked.
"Well, I suppose we could,"
the head of the Air Force admitted grudgingly.
"Then get cracking," the Queen said. "You need 9 helicopters, 1 for each giant."
"Where is this place?"
the Air Force man said to the BFG.
"I presume you can pinpoint it on the map."
"Pinpoint," said the BFG. "Map? I is never hearing these words before. Is this Air Force Bean talking slush bungle?"
The Air Marshal's face turned the color of a ripe plum. He was not used to being told he was talking slush bungle. The Queen, with her usual admirable tact and good sense, came to the rescue.
"BFG," she said, "can you tell us more or less where this giant country is?"
No, Magister, the BFG said. Not on my nally.
Then we're jiggered, cried the army general. This is ridiculous, cried the air marshal.
You must not be giving up so easy, the BFG said calmly. The first titchy bobsticle you meet, and you're shouting you is Biff Squiggled.
The army general is no more used to being insulted than the air marshal. His face began to swell with fury, and his cheeks blew out until they looked like two huge ripe tomatoes.
Your Majesty, he cried, we're dealing with a lunatic. I want nothing more to do with this ridiculous operation.
The Queen, who is used to the tantrums of her senior officials, ignored him completely.
BFG, she said, would you please tell these rather dim-witted characters exactly what to do?
A pleasure, Magister, said the BFG. Now listen to me carefully, you two boot bugglers.
The military men began to twitch, but they stayed put.
I is not having the foggiest idea what giant country is in the world, the BFG said, but I is always able to gallop there. I is galloping forthwards and backwards from giant country every night to blow dreams into little chiddlers' bedrooms. I is knowing the way very well, so all you have to do is this. Put your 9 big belly hoppers up in the air and let them follow me as I is galloping along.
How long will the journey take? The Queen asked.
If we is leaving now, the BFG said, we'll be arriving just as the giants is having their afternoon snuzzle.
Splendid, said the Queen.
Then turning to the two military men, she said,
prepare to leave
immediately.
The head of the army, who was feeling pretty miffed by the whole business, said,
that's all very well, your Majesty, but what are we going to do with the blighters once we've got them back?
Don't you worry about that, the Queen told him. We'll be ready for them. Hurry up now. Off you go.
If it pleases your Majesty, Sophie said, I should like to ride with the BFG to keep him company.
Where will you sit? Asked the Queen.
In his ear, Sophie said. Show them, BFG.
The BFG got down from his high chair. He picked Sophie up in his fingers. He swiveled his huge right ear until it was parallel with the ground, and then he placed Sophie gently inside it. The heads of the army and the air force stood there goggling. The Queen smiled.
You really are a wonderful giant, she said.
Magister, the BFG said. I is wishing to ask a very special thing from you.
Oh, what is it? The Queen said.
Could I please bring back here in the belly poppers all my collection of dreams? That has taken me years and years to collect, and I is not wanting to lose them.
Why, of course, the Queen said. I wish you a safe journey.